Welcome to the Hurry Up Pinball Podcast. I'm your host, Craig, and I am here today with our buddy, TV Ben, our good friend and buddy, TV Ben. He's back again. This is number two, right?
We're back to the...
we're doing number
two. We've batted around, yeah.
Is this number one or number two?
Well, three, really.
we don't want three here.
Two episodes, yeah. Yeah, it's back to the top of the lineup.
Yeah, today, what is today? Today is February 8th record date. So this will be going up probably on Monday. Yeah, what's 8th, 9th? Yeah, we'll go up on the 10th. I'll probably put this up on Monday or Tuesday.
Congratulations, whoever won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, this is going to be Patrick Mahomes again.
Maybe. Did you ever see that old Simpsons episode, Sunday Cruddy Sunday? They had animate it before the Super Bowl, but it aired.
Yeah.
And so they covered their mouths with the animation.
Oh,
so
it was like, yeah.
I like the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we can do that. Congratulations. Dub this in later.
Yeah. To the
Eagles.
Perfect. That works, right?
Yeah.
All right. So today we got a couple things we're going to talk about. We'll get rolling here. First, and I've added some new screens here. So we're going to kick it over.
There's a lot of new here.
There's some new stuff.
New lighting, new camera, new microphone.
New cameras, new mics, everything. So
really going.
We're getting there. All right. I'm going to kick it over to the news screen. We're going to do a little pinball update, a couple quick short updates, and then we'll get into some of the topics for today.
What we got?
We got pinball updates. We're going to start here.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to start with Ramps Pinballs. Ramps Pinball. I want to say Ramps Pinballs.
Yeah.
Ramps a person.
Ramps. What's it say below the logo up there?
Ramps Pinball. I don't know. I can't read that.
Pinball Manufacturing.
It used to be Tilt Bob.
Yeah.
I think.
And his name's Bob.
Yeah. His name's Bob. So they changed.
But he said not to talk about it. So did he get sued?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Tilt Bob. I don't know. Who has the patent for Tilt Bob?
I would say that's run out. That's like multi-ball.
Seriously. Yeah. So, anyway, so I heard about this last week. It's all over pinball sites. People are talking about this. It's a new company making a machine, and I saw some of the pictures of it. Here, this is their actual website, so you can see right here. It's a Ramps Road Trip, and this is actually I think what the back glass looks like. There's a bunch of pictures floating around online, but I wanted to go to their website so you can see. So if you are interested in this, and we'll scroll through a couple of pictures, there's some basic info. What'd you think of it? You actually watched one of the videos, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched that other guy that does a podcast.
Which one? It wasn't me.
Cry Harder. What's his name? Oh, Carrie Hardy.
There he goes.
That's it. Yeah.
There he goes.
Carrie Hardy. Yes.
Yeah, so I think he was at Pinball. Pulp Fiction's talking.
Yeah.
I think he's at the Pinball at the Beach.
You don't talk over Jules.
No.
Yeah, it was Pinball at the Beach. Yeah, it was. I was very impressed. The build quality looks good. He acts like
cool.
They've got a lot ready to go. No deposits.
The big question is, how much is it going to be, right? So let's take a look real quick. So if you are interested in learning more about this, down here, just throw
in your
email, notify me. I probably should to see what's up. So going down here, these are some of the things they're talking about. Dynamic play field, hit a target to change the physical game flow, rotate the ramp left to right to reach attractors and destinations.
Did you see the rotation in the back there for the ramps and
stuff?
Yeah,
I saw it. I took a look at it. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like a visual version of Venom. Venom, you can't really see it, but on here you can kind of see it.
The drop targets were really cool, too. You can kind of see the cow there. They fall backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And they're using proximity sensors, so no wires on the play field.
So
no
technically
switches.
You're cow tipping in this game.
You are, actually. Yes.
Yeah. Proximity sensors and no switches.
And he said they're not that expensive if you buy them.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. No switches. That's what I liked about Alien. No switches. It was all proximity sensors. And guess what? They worked.
Mm-hmm.
They worked and there wasn't an issue. So. Says original artwork, hand-drawn custom artwork from the inside out, including different viewpoint of the cabinet art on each side. Let's see, we got
there's the drop targets. Yeah.
There's the drop targets. Unique game modes, cow tipping. See, there you go. You're cow tipping. Enjoy some laughs as you try to hit the bullseye. That's kind of cool. It almost looks like a staggered. The cows. You got to get the cows out of the way to get into something. Almost like Halloween, where you got to get the drop targets down. But these are almost like staged drop targets. We're like the Denisi lock, which you could probably come.
Which is on, well, we're talking about this later.
I bet you can hit that cow in the ass with a pinball and it will fall down too.
Maybe.
Like, watch, I'm going to hit that heifer in the ass.
Yeah, just kind of skim.
Yeah, and then let's see. Handcrafted, the playfield's been carefully manufactured with zero rollover wires, revealing the artful design. I do like that. I did like that in Alien.
Yeah,
I like that. You know, it's nice. I think more manufacturers should probably go that route and start doing that.
So yeah, we guess in 10K, under 10K. What are you?
I'm
think?
Hoping it's under 10K for a first game.
If he
I would,
wants to sell them.
If he wants, yeah, if he wants to sell them, I think the question is. It sounds like there's only going to be one version, and what I heard was it was only supposed to be 500 of them.
Well,
so okay. I think it's limited to 500. I could be wrong. I mean, stuff changes.
Where's he based out of?
I don't know. I haven't done all of my research.
No,
today. No,
I guess not.
Well, no.
How are you?
This is a Slackers podcast. So no deposits.
Yes.
Kind of cool. He said when they're available, they're going to go on sale.
Yeah.
And I bet he'll probably, because of that, people will see it and be like, if I want one, I better get it, as opposed to saying, hey, let me give somebody my money, wait a long time, get it.
Well, and deposit's a bad word now.
Yeah.
So you can't.
I don't mind giving CGC a deposit, though. I'm in,
no,
in that group
I mean,
of people. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so it says approximate launch mid-April 2025. TV Ben and I are scheduled to go to TPF.
It will
year.
Be at TPF.
Yeah, it'll be at TPF. That. So we'll get a chance to play it. And when I get back, I'm going to actually shoot some video. I'm going to make you loan me. That gyro stabilized mini camera.
I don't have that anymore. That wasn't mine to begin with.
Ben, I can't keep spending money on the podcast.
Well, we saw one at Micro Center, didn't we?
We did. I know. It was $250. Anybody wants to buy it for me? Shoot me an email. hurryuppinball@gmail.com. And I will take it there and I will show you the video before anybody else. And I'll tell you my thoughts before anybody.
Maybe you can rent one.
Yeah, that thing's pretty cool. I have a feeling if I sell some more mods, I'll probably take some money and buy one because that thing's great for walking around at the shows and stuff.
Yeah, that one from 4 years ago wasn't mine.
Yeah, that thing was cool. Yeah. I like that. I was like, I could use that for all sorts of crap. But yeah, so here you go. April 2025.
I'll be there and so will
notify
we.
Me. I'm going to throw my name in here just so I can see what updates are coming out on this.
So it might have to be like your bouncer at Texas. And
maybe.
People are running up.
Only if I shake Big Bang Bar. The only time people come running up to me at TPF is when I shake Big Bang Bar. Yeah. That's the chair.
That was the chair.
Man, it's loose over there.
Jeez. Haven't had dinner yet.
All right. So that's Ramps
so what's
Pinball.
What's Beavis doing?
We're gonna kick it over here. So one of the big things.
Okay.
D&D. This is D&D. So this is the Dungeons & Dragons, the Tyrant's Eye Forum. On pin side.
Funniest comment of the week.
What's that?
The dragon actually breathes fire.
yeah, I know. So I was scrolling through here. I actually got a text message.
From?
Let me see. I have to keep my sources secret, don't I?
I don't know.
It's not a secret, but let me see if I can find it.
So you still going to be rocking the Michael Jackson from the 90s look when you go to Texas, or is that going to be off?
I don't know.
Remember you always wore like the white wrist thing?
Maybe.
Could you get
a
white
know.
One?
I have plenty of thoughts about what I'm going to do.
Didn't you have like that loose button-up shirt and the...
If you come dressed like Michael Jackson,
I will buy your
meals all weekend.
You're wearing that.
He's making fun of my he's making fun of my wrist. It sucks. I'm ready for this thing to be off. I got two and a half more weeks. Sucks.
Shoot the black and white video or something.
Yeah, yeah. Let's play the Thriller music when I start my next podcast. So Dungeons & Dragons, the LEs have gone out, and some of the LE owners are, if you haven't heard about this already, some of the LE owners are getting notices saying, hey, don't play your game right now. We're
disable
working on
it or don't play
disable
it.
The dragon or don't play it.
And if you do, they said they would fix it for you.
Yes,
so
yes, which is nice.
Covered.
They're addressing it, but apparently it's causing... Rush had a similar issue with Node Board 10. I think it was No Board 10, where they were getting burned up.
Yeah. Yeah, happened on mine.
Yeah, it did it?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Yeah, you had the one with the artwork with the three base tuning pegs on it instead of four, right?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
And we saw it at the auction, so that's when we knew it was yours.
No, that one wasn't mine, but
it was it?
Another one from that early run. There was like maybe 100 of them that got out.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, with that. Yeah, mine died, and I swapped, because that was at the Basement Arcade bar.
Yeah.
Not and.
And bar.
And so it was down. So yeah, I had to swap something. I believe it was Deadpool.
Deadpool.
I had to get something going. I need to stop turning in my chair.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're nervous.
No, I don't.
This
sit
is only
still.
Your second time. Here.
I don't sit still well.
I'm kidding. Ben's been on mics.
If there's any chance one of my teachers is still alive and watching this, they understand. Yeah. I don't sit still well.
It's all right. It's not a big deal. Troy was smacking me with his hand on the camera.
Oh
so
yeah, he kept throwing.
He kept
that.
Waving.
Yeah,
I had to move the cameras.
He was throwing bows.
Now he can smack himself. But yeah, so the dragon was causing, I think it was the dragon that was causing node board 10 to burn up.
They said there was some, it was dragging a cable that was causing the cable to short, I believe is what
gotcha.
They said. And
okay.
then that was causing the node board to have a problem. And
yeah, that makes sense. So with the dragon, you know, kind of going through here on Penn
side.
I wanted
to see Beavis.
There oh, there he is. Fire. Yeah, he's got his glasses on too. I love it. This was the first one of the first things. So curious to see how the dragon mech holds up after several weeks of use. Someone played a new Ellie on location, posted a video where the dragon wasn't moving and claimed ironically it caught on fire. A bit alarming, but maybe it was a one-off.
It could have been.
Yeah, it could have been, but that leads to a bigger thing. If it's dragging a cable, it's going to happen to everybody. So do the right thing.
Well, it must have been obvious because they said they already have the fix in place. So
yeah.
It couldn't have been too
terrible.
So
here we go.
Diagnose.
I think we'll scroll over here.
Oh, you could have gotten one for $13,000.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. I'm going to wait.
I'm in.
I'll tell you, I want to play it. I want to play it.
Oh, I definitely want to play
I'm,
it.
I'm excited. The more I hear
it.
About it,
yeah.
The more I hear about it, the more excited I get about it.
I don't want to buy it. I'll play it.
Here's Node Board 10, in case you guys are wondering.
There it is, guys.
So with that, yeah, those are kind of the two of the big things this week. I did see a text from one of the guys in the pinball enthusiast group. Not a text, a message. It says, this is one of those emails I'm not a fan of, but apparently a few D&D LE's machines have had no board 10 burn up. This is the board that controls the two motors for directions of the dragon's moving his head. Stern called me this evening and asked me to contact customers to ask them to either not play the game, I know this option sucks, or to disable the dragon, not much of a better option. But this is to prevent the board from burning up, and they've already have in mind a simple fix, a simple do-it-yourself type fix. Let's see. I should know the fix in a day or two from what they say. If by chance you don't do either of these and the board fries, it will be warranted. So it will be fixed. However, if you burn up the board, then your game could go down while you're waiting for parts. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's a complicated mech. They said it's, I was listening to a podcast earlier and said it was the most complicated mech that they've made and put in a pinball machine. So I
have to look at that thing.
Yeah. So it looks pretty cool. I think somebody might've posted them, but they might be buried in here somewhere.
Beavis somewhere.
Yeah, it might be. Where is it? Somebody put up some really good pictures. It might be above this.
Let's see. You can look, go right there.
Oh, the gallery.
The topic histories. Yeah.
Actually, hang on. I'm pretty sure it was on page 3.
Well, that's all the
galleries. Yeah.
So that kind of looked like it right there. Maybe not. Nope. That's not the playfield.
All right. Here
Never
we go.
Mind.
We're going on a hunt.
We're
going
to find it.
It's pretty big. Everybody said that
dirty
dragon's
in
pretty
this,
big.
Right?
I don't know.
This isn't the chicks and thongs playing pinball.
I mean, look
there
at that.
It is. There we go.
That's pretty insane, man. Look at that thing.
Huh.
Yeah. So, anyways, if you have a Dungeons and Dragons LE, I'm sure you're probably aware of this already, but. That was my concern when I saw the dragon. I was like, dude, this looks really, really cool to me. But, you know, I'm like, I have concerns about it, you know, like, and I'm sure they've tested the crap out of it. I'm sure they beat the hell out of that dragon. But again, you know, I always go back to what, you know, Jack Danger said. He said, making one game that works perfect, not that hard. Like, it's difficult, but it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Making 1,000 or 5,000 games that all are exactly like that, very difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are teething problems. The thing is, how do they handle it? We talked about this with Matt recently. How do they handle it when there is a problem? That's what I care about. You know, if everything is a problem and everything's breaking, you can't play your game, that's a problem. But, you know, if something happens on the game, you know, if you turn the dragon off, you can at least play it until the fix is in place. So with that, that's kind of the news for the week. Just a real short roundup.
You need to get like the old news music or something
ding,
like that.
Yeah. Ding, 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 shit, ding, it's ding, a news. All right, so I'm going to kick it over to this other screen here, and we will get back into it.
Oh, we can see ourselves again.
Yeah, we can see ourselves again. I don't know if I want to see myself, but...
No, I avoid it.
Yeah.
I actually forgot. I got my hair cut
yesterday.
Yeah, I
tried to, but you showed up today. Yeah, I know. I noticed you're looking all slick over there.
Well, it was about time. I hadn't had one since November, and it was either keep growing it or... get it cut. I mean, I didn't go Fight Club like you did.
Yeah, I did. But I went Fight Club.
No, I forgot because I don't look at myself in the mirror because obvious reasons. This morning, I slightly startled myself because I forgot I had a haircut. So I was like, oh.
Yep.
Took a moment, but
yeah,
I don't look that often.
Let's see. So nothing yet. Oh. I figure one of the topics we're going to talk about today, 3D printing, because Ben is my buddy who owns several 3D printers.
I brought you one back.
Yeah, you brought me the one I loaned you, the Prusa, which is amazing. Rock solid. Yeah. If you just need to do basic, simple stuff,
that's
it just
an amazing
works.
Printer. And thank you, by the way.
Yeah,
it was fun.
You
I
got
did
it.
Print a lot of stuff on that. I had that at work.
Now we talk about everything that you made and sold. I get 20%, right?
I didn't
sell anything.
No. I've given
that's a problem
things.
With 3D printers. You make so much cool stuff and you give it out and people are always like super happy when they get it, right?
No, did I tell you and what everybody's loving right now on them?
The little Christmas trees.
Christmas trees were popular.
Like,
and then,
they look like the Little Debbie snack cakes, and they were like plastic. They
were
really cool.
Those were pretty popular, and now it's toilet roll holders.
I want to print that sheep one.
I've printed about six.
Yeah. I need to print some. I was looking at those the other day. They're pretty funny. It just goes in each end, and it makes the toilet paper look like sheep, and it's got a head and a tail. That's
awesome. I printed
awesome.
A sheep one, a pig one, a cow one, and a dog one.
Nah, so that's far. Awesome.
But yeah, it's fun because that's well, we could probably get into that later, but it's trying to find stuff that's worth printing and giving it a purpose.
Right.
That's
right.
And I haven't broached into, which I need to, design.
Design.
I'm just doing stuff that's been made already. I know you design a lot of stuff, but
that's
probably another rabbit hole. But
I
love it.
I got a couple of things that I designed today, and I'll show you those in a minute.
Or whatever. No. Put that down.
But yeah, so, you know, how'd you get into it?
I believe it was Ben Heck.
Ben Heck.
I watched when he did his YouTube show, his real YouTube show, not the one he's doing now where he's got his cat and he's doing Indiana Jones voiceovers, which I still find him funny if he is somehow watching this. No, his old show where he would work on stuff, do a project and stuff. So in the background, he did some stuff with 3D printers on his show, but he was always in the background. He was doing America's Most Haunted, and those ghost mechs were 3D printed. So he was constantly printing them on his MakerBot. Here we go again.
He shoot people.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, what are the kids doing? They're upstairs alone.
It was like an old MakerBot or something, but that's what he was doing. And then he showed a couple of printers, and then he was doing videos on reviewing them. People would send him one. So I went and got an Ender 5 Pro.
Yeah.
In 2021,
I think,
and start printing stuff and had good success. Then we were hanging out. You had an Ender 5
an
Pro.
Extra one. I had some from Printing Mods.
I bought one off of you, and I kind of got a little perturbed with it because
they can be feisty.
Oh, especially the Enders.
I put it down here. The learning curve, right?
The Enders, you breathe at them wrong, and they get
feisty, you know, and it's. You know, I had to learn from scratch too, and like there was times I was pulling my hair out.
Oh, I was ready to throw them out a window.
But once you go through them, you kind of start getting comfortable with them, and then you see a lot of the same kind of issues. But there's a lot of stuff that you got to sort out initially. But
if you go that route,
but the new ones that are out there,
the bamboos.
The bamboos are
they're wonderful. But now I had an issue. There's the touch sensor because I have. One from you that's either got the CR Touch. There's also a BL Touch. Yeah. One has a CR Touch. The other one has a BL Touch. I'm running different firmwares. That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
And I struggled getting firmware to work on one of them. It was running the motors backwards. So I couldn't load filament. Every time I was like, why is the filament not coming in? And then I figured out that one was running the motor backwards, found a better one.
Yeah.
Then I did, me and my coworker, we both have them at work.
Yeah.
Don't care. Tell on me. I also had your Prusa at work. But they're great at work because you can do something with it for 5 minutes and then just let it go.
Yeah, you leave
you're
it.
Not, you, yeah. And you can keep an eye
on it.
The
worst
is
when I start a print. And it's like I get my wife's like, dinner, and all the kids run upstairs. Everybody's doing everything. And I'm like, dude, I got to start this print. It's going to take me like 2 minutes. You know, I got to make sure everything's good because I'm going to walk away and come back in 2 hours and it's going to be done.
But
you
can keep an eye on it and you're not just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, you're not having to waste time with it. But I liked having that. And then we both, he has an Ender 5 Plus. He started just throwing stuff at it. So he did the Big Tree Tech, you know, the upgraded board, the power supply, the hot end. He did. He went really big on that. I just did the new board and all that. So that was an improvement for the Ender. So I basically have an Ender with a BL Touch and then the one with the Big Tree Tech. And now I have
three
bamboos.
Yeah. I got to come over and check out that new. He's got the fancy one of the fancy bamboos. I have three bamboos. So here
you have four.
I have three of the I have three of the what's the A1, right?
Yeah, you have A1 and then one mini.
And then one mini. And I'll tell you, if you want to get into 3D printing and you don't want to do anything that's multicolor, dude, look for a sale on that bamboo mini. That thing is awesome. You can print some small stuff on it.
I actually
forced me to buy one when they went on sale.
I was wanting to make a wrist joke.
$180. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We went on New Year's Eve and went down to Micro Center and the minis were $179. Yeah.
I couldn't pass it up. I didn't need one, but I bought it. And actually, it's nice to have because I can run stuff when I'm making roof mods and other things. If I need to run one thing that's in one color, and you can actually buy the four.
The AMS,
which feeds four different colors, so it'll automatically change colors. And you do multicolor prints. Yeah. I think the AMS unit is probably as much as I paid for the mini, right?
I think it's actually more.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But for AMS like $300, $200 something. But they are really easy to use if you're not into designing stuff. If you don't design things,
they just work.
They work. So you can download stuff from online. There's tons of free stuff out there. You can go in there and download a design and, you know, you buy the rolls of filament and you print it.
And there's pinball stuff to print.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, if you want.
There's a whole
bunch
over there. Yeah. I have like a giant Williams flipper bat that I printed and some other stuff. I have a couple of toppers that came with games.
Oh, yeah,
and they're like homemade toppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're homemade toppers and they're made on a 3D printer.
Well, I found that Ghostbusters the other day and printed that for fun. Yeah, it's the bamboo if you want an easy thing to do. And I did the pin hoist, so you can print things for the pinball machines.
Yeah. I have six of those sitting in my office. Yeah, because I told a couple buddies of mine I'm gonna ship those out. Again, it's not my design, not anything I'm selling.
I have one for Troy. I just haven't seen him.
Yeah.
You sold him and you didn't give him one. I made
him. I totally forgot.
I made him one.
Yeah. I totally forgot.
I've got
And I printed the insert and the TPU and glued it in there.
Oh, you glued
They're nice. It's nice and soft and squishy.
Glue them. They fit in there pretty good.
But
from what we were doing 4 or 5 years ago with these Enders, which are great printers when they're working, getting them there. I mean, we're going in with like sheets of paper and having to adjust the nozzle distance.
Adjust the height and see if the paper slips, but not too much.
It feels vibrate.
It was a little brutal.
I unboxed that A1 Mini on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And let it do its thing for like 15 minutes and you come back and you're like, we're ready to go.
It did its leveling test. It did its vibration test.
Tells you
test.
When it needs to be made and like needs maintenance. They're like, hey, lube the rails. And you're like, later. I want to print something right now, but I'll come back to that. And it keeps reminding you. It's awesome. Yeah. Touch
they
screen.
Just work. Yeah.
So if you're thinking about getting into 3D printing, you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, buy the bamboo mini.
They can't print big stuff, but it does plenty size.
And just to give you an example, so I kind of took it to another level. I did. That's what I do. The way I ended up having, I use SketchUp to design my stuff. It's nothing crazy, but it price wise, though, some of those CAD software gets insanely expensive with subscriptions, like $100 and something a month. There are some free stuff out there, but back when I did it, I actually had a CNC machine and I wanted to make backlit panels for flight simulators. So I could do switches and buttons and hook it up to my computer. Yeah. Total nerd stuff.
We're on a pinball podcast.
We are. Yeah. We are. So, so I actually bought the software back then. I built a home built like CNC machine, and put it together and I used that for a while. And then it just wasn't putting out the kind of stuff that I wanted, kind of fell by the wayside. Then I got my first 3D printer. I realized, hell, I could use this program I bought, you know, for $700 back in the day, still works and I get upgrades. So
$700.
Well, dude, SolidWorks is insanely expensive and that's the good stuff.
Yes.
But I paid $700 for it. And, when I started with the 3D printers, I realized I'm just going to make something super simple and see if I can print it. I did it. And then I started learning the program and, I'm getting there. So just to give you an idea, and if you think you can't make useful stuff, I made this yesterday. I don't know if you guys can
see this. Not just toilet paper roll holders.
Not just toilet. So this is, I mounted this on the side of my work desk. This holds the battery pack. Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, it holds the battery pack. Yeah,
put it in front of your face.
Yeah, there you go.
Give you some depth. Yeah.
So it holds the battery pack. So I just, and you can double side sticky tape this like where your feet are under a desk or something and just drop the power pack in there so it's not sitting on the floor. Dude, I hate kicking cords under the table. Like, it drives me nuts. So,
I actually noticed that you've got, for all your sound, that you've got a holder to keep the cables off the floor.
I do. That's because the Roomba, he likes to eat the cables and he gets stuck. So,
does your Roomba send you like sad alerts?
No. It's not a Roomba. It's a Room Yeah or something like that.
They're a little dramatic.
Yeah. And then let's see. For this, I actually printed this. This holds the mount for a light, the key light that I'm using right now. So I just took the dimensions off of one piece and then designed the rest of it for this. I did that last night in probably 15 minutes.
And that's the other thing. The Crealities are good when they do it, but they're slow.
Yeah.
Those bamboos
are fast.
Jeez. Yeah.
And then I made this on my A1, which is the one I print most of my mods on. So just made a sign, took my logo, figured out how to kind of do it up.
Yeah.
And then I made a little base plate I'm going backwards on camera, but so I can mount it to stuff. So they're really fun. And it's not just, you don't have to have a specific purpose. You'll be amazed at how much stuff you can find. I mean, Dave, the Oracle, asked me one day, he's like, hey, my ring light, the plastic button around it broke. He was like, here's the file I found online. Can you print these? And I printed them like 10. I'm like, here you go. If they break, you know, you just pop another one in. So
I actually saw that one the other day.
Yeah.
I always go through the list on Bamboo.
See what the cool stuff is.
What's new or whatever. I actually printed some toothpaste.
Is that the one with Shrek where you squeeze and it looks like he's pooping out the toothpaste?
No, these are the ones to squeeze the tube so you get
So you get all of that out of there.
So I printed two, and so I tried the one today, and it's actually three pieces you put together and then it ratchets.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's so much stuff out there. If you're into, like, you know, collectibles or anything like that, you can print figures, you can print all sorts of stuff. So
I've printed, remote holders and, I've got a lot of arcade or video game consoles. I've got those held for the controllers, TV remote holders.
Yeah. Yeah. I half of the stuff on this streaming rig or this podcast rig, I 3D printed brackets for everything, you know, even the mounts for the cameras and the lights. And I did it all in the last 2-3 days.
Yeah.
In the evening, it's not that hard.
No, it's a fun little hobby.
Yeah. And at some point, we'll get into, probably in another episode, I'll do something about mod making, you know, the Hurry Up Pinball side of it, like how I got into it. And again, I credit, you know, you and Troy had a lot to do with me getting into it, because I've always wanted to start a business and sell something. I made surfboards, but, you know, I made like 10, 12 surfboards in my garage. Sold those.
Were all your other stuff Hurry Up? Like, was it Hurry Up Flight Simulator?
No, it was none of it was. Oh, okay. None of it was.
You just changed the last part of it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Hurry Up and Get It. Hurry Up Flight Simulator. I always wanted to get into that, and I made that mod fix for Godzilla. I actually made one for Tron before.
Show up on camera? No, your head was blocking it. The Dragon Mech is going behind you right now for Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. They're advertising behind me for free.
Yeah. The mech that doesn't work.
Yeah. Anyways, I'd made a ball drop thing for Tron because the ball on Tron would drop and it would jump the lane. So it would stay in the lane, right? I put it up for sale and nobody bought one. And I was like, it's a pipe dream. And then I made that roof fix for Godzilla. I got it in like one of the first batches. Yep. And I was like, I got to do something about this. So I just made kind of like a wedge that fixed the ball drop. And I shouldn't say fixed. It was designed that way. But so many people dislike it.
I have seen so many people argue your roof mod.
And you know what? Here's the thing. If it bothers you, the roof mod's there. If it doesn't bother you, it's cool.
Then don't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I saw
just one. Know all this stuff that I'm doing here in the games and the streaming, the mod has helped pay for that. Yeah. It's all going back into pinball. I say that all the time. So I made it and it was working. And then Troy got one for the arcade and he's like, dude, I have the same problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, I made something for this. And he put it in his machine. I said, hey, beta test this for me on location. And it worked great. And then I made a couple little improvements to it. And again, when I make them, I'm not going to put up a mod for like $200 or $300.
I printed one on my Ender.
Yeah. And he printed it. I sent him the file.
It inverted.
He printed it backwards. And Troy was like, yeah, no, it's so going to the right to the flipper. Left. I'm like, no, it's supposed to go to the left flipper. Yeah. And then we looked at it. I'm like, dude, it's backwards. Yeah, but somehow, it worked.
When I brought it in to slice it, that's a term you'll learn.
Yeah, slice.
I sliced it and somehow it got, it mirrored. I don't know. It still worked. So then I was going to start.
It goes to either flipper. It's awesome.
Well, the joke was I was just going to take every one of his mods and mirror them.
Yep. And and you had slow down pinball.
Slow down pinball.
Yeah. Somebody's going to, you better go buy that website now. Somebody's going to take it.
Well, this hasn't aired yet. So
that's true.
We could do that tonight.
Yeah, you could do that. Perfect. It's still, see, it's pre-Super Bowl. We solve problems here.
Yeah. And that's not kids screaming.
You have
that's
all day. You have all day tomorrow to do that too.
I actually do have all day tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Finally. Well, this is the last hope for me.
Yeah.
Racing season's back.
All right. We're going to kick it over to the next topic. Gameplay.
You always say it when.
Oh,
when
kick it! Oh, yeah, when I'm streaming. Kick it I had to catch myself.
You have to do your magic hands.
So, Ben is a very accomplished pinball tech and arcade tech. I might say. Wow. So okay, I asked.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's nice.
You're welcome. Okay. Yeah, you're buying dinner, right?
I guess. No, it's the roof mods are.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Buy a roof mod.
It's a tax write-off. This is a business meeting.
Actually, it is.
Dumbest pinball mistakes
that I've ever made.
Yeah. You got one or two? So I asked Troy last week, and I mentioned the one about trying to hammer out the threaded post on my brand new Stranger Things because I was trying to move him into a better position and chip in the play field. So do you have anything like that that you did that was, you did it and you're like.
Like cost me money, messed something up really bad.
No, just you got done and you're like, wow, that was stupid. I can't believe I did that. Done anything like that?
I've done a lot of dumb things. That's. Not up for
just not pinball related.
No, I had the only one I have that I always remember that was really a bad mistake and I should have died.
Oh,
it wasn't pinball. I've had some interesting things with some monitors, but
monitors get scary when you're like discharging them.
Yeah,
like,
no, I had one that was doing some arcing and stuff, but nothing that was gonna kill me or dangerous. It would not be a pinball one. It's a real quick story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Samuel
Jackson's killing some people today.
Every time. so you know I am a TV engineer.
Yeah.
So thus TV Ben. I was working at a television transmitter 20 years ago. I had been up all night. The transmitter was really having a problem and, I don't know if anybody knows this, but back in the day, and even till recently, a lot of people only got to see TV from the television transmitter. That's why you had the antenna out there. So that's what this was putting out the signal. And if it doesn't work, nobody's seeing anything. Even that's how, DirecTV and cable, they all get it off the antenna. So if that's not working. So the transmitter is important. I'd been up all night. I'd been out there and I had to keep, we had these things called cabinets that, it was the HD transmitter, which was not great because they really hadn't figured out the technology yet. I had to keep turning on and off this cabinet that had 30,000 volts on it.
Oh,
I had done it multiple times cause I'd have to shut that down, crawl in there, reset something, and then turn everything back up. There was a whole process. In my tiredness and exhaustion, you have to ground it before you go in. Still don't know how I lived. I don't know. Divine intervention.
Oh, scary.
I took what they called the Jesus stick to ground it.
Yeah.
And I had not shut it off.
Ooh.
It should have blown my arm off or worse. Ooh. Nothing happened. But
wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's the worst mistake I ever made.
I need you to acknowledge that what happened here today was a miracle.
Yeah, it was. It was
that's crazy, dude.
But I've not had any weird. I mean,
you've been bit playing fixing coils, right?
Oh God, yeah. I've gotten bit, but nothing really bad. Yeah. I'm usually really careful with power type stuff, and especially since that has happened. But
I have to catch myself sometimes, and I'm like, I'm gonna go plug in like a mod to like the power driver board, and I know I can plug it in; it'll probably be fine. But every once in a while, I'm like, I should shut it off and wait the 45 seconds for the game to boot back up. It's laziness, right?
But I've been very lucky. I've never gotten injured. I've never had any issues with any of the repairs. I mean, I've scuffed my knuckle or something, but everybody has.
Oh yeah, that's the worst when you're cleaning games and you get done. You're like, man, I took like four chunks of skin out of my fingers.
But I've been lucky a few times. I'm usually very careful hooking up cables, making sure we're not one pin off and throwing power down.
Yeah.
Worst mistake would probably be me and you and you.
Oh, when you broke Champions Pub.
You broke Champions Pub, but that'd probably be the worst mistake.
No, I think I gave you the device that broke Champions Pub, and you plugged it in.
Yeah, it was your device. I plugged it in where you said, and then something.
Yeah, happened. That was bizarre. I don't know what there had to be something else going on, because that device still works. There's no problem with it. So I maybe something got crossed. Maybe it just didn't like the
Champion
signal.
Those AV boards from WPC 95. I am getting a phone call, but luckily it's muted. Spam.
Oh, it's okay.
It's DC. You think it's Trump?
Hey, it could be a deal on your.
Yeah,
it could be a deal on your. Yeah, take
the buyout. I'm taking the buyout.
I don't know what I do, but I'll take the buyout if you're giving money out.
Well, I bought a Champion Pub of whatever year that was, out of a storage unit that was home use only. They didn't like it because they couldn't turn the volume down. They didn't know you could. And then, you know, I had one of those, like, cartoon, like, the cash register eyes. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Because they didn't want to,
like, when you bought that Whitewater.
Oh, that
we don't have to get into that.
No.
But, yeah.
Well, he knew. I told him. He just didn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. I'd be like, all right, cool, dude. Thanks. I'm happy to help.
What was it? 800 bucks or something?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I bought Champion Pub, and it, you know, same issue. It was an AV board issue. And I think, don't quote me, but I think a lot of those WPC 95 AV boards have issues.
Yeah.
And that's what
one of them. Yeah, probably.
Up. Yeah.
But you know what? He ended up fixing it, and it was the reason he bought the pin sound, and they moved it into Dracula. And he was like, dude, I'm so glad I got pin sound.
That Dracula pin sound. That's the last thing.
I will own that game again in a nice version of it. Dracula.
I've got everything but the pin sound.
Yeah.
I've got the real backlash.
I like that game.
The one they redid.
Yeah. That one's pretty.
Not just a translate.
Yeah. That's pretty. That thing's pretty. My OCD killed me on the one that I had. I'm like, there was a big chunk of wood missing in the side, and I covered up with art blades, and there was a lot of nicks and bumps, and I was like, I liked the game, but if I'm gonna go back to it, I'm getting a nice one, because I really like that game.
Why don't you get Hutchins to do you one or something? Buy a crappy one and have him.
Yeah, because you can buy three pros for the same price.
Yeah, and he can do a video.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Have you seen his? He's got a YouTube channel. I didn't know.
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
No, I had followed
him
on Pinside for a long time, but I'll check that out. Yeah, we'll check that out. Check it out. He does some amazing work. It's really cool.
He does, but he looked so mad. I was watching one a couple weeks ago. I was like, is he even having
He's always
fun?
Exercising. You know, he's... Yeah. He's
when he looked bothered.
Yeah, I went down there and dropped the game off. He was super cool. He showed me his guy. It was actually at his house, and he showed me the stuff that he was doing and what he was working on. We were chatting for a little while. Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Knows his stuff, and I asked him, I said, do you ever get to play pinball? And he's like...
You don't want to.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
He's like, I like doing the restore work. And I'm like, I get that. It's like, you know,
it's a job
cool.
for you.
Yeah, yeah, it's a job. And I get it. I mean, part of the reason I got out of some of these older games was I was constantly fixing stuff and I wanted to play, you know, so.
Make mods.
Yeah. So, all right. This is a fun one.
Oh, what are we at now?
This is a fun
one. Did we have a new screen?
No. We're still on the same screen.
Okay.
But shocking things you have seen at pinball locations.
Locations?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen.
Okay.
Seen a few.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. We don't have to name locations, but and anything that sticks out. I've seen a couple things because I travel. I'll go to some pinball arcades, you know, in the evenings when I'm traveling for work if I'm free. And
what were we going shocking? Like,
I can't believe they did that.
Doing things.
Yeah.
Or
people,
the location itself.
People doing things or both.
Okay.
Like just stuff where you're like, wow.
Yeah, Troy's one time. It was around Christmas a couple years ago. It was a bunch of kids just crawling under the machines. And their parents were sitting over there allowing it. And it was like, this is...
Yeah.
All right, one, not safe.
Yeah.
Two, there were people playing the games anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So the games are being played. There's kids crawling under the games, and the parents were just sitting over there enjoying their lives. And so...
I'm like, hey, that machine weighs 250 pounds. If something happens...
Well,
like,
there's power cords plugged into the wall.
There's power cords, yeah.
There's somebody standing there, and a lot of people get animated, so the kid could have gotten kicked. And it was like three
And he had
kids.
the beer holders between the machines, too. Like, it was...
Yeah, they had started... So it was over, you know, the... What does he call it? The Pac-Man room.
Yeah.
And they had crawled... I think Alien was sitting there at that point in time. And they had crawled under
Alien.
It was
like 10 or 11 games
down
on that wall. Yeah.
That was when he had the whole wall going.
As a kid, that's totally something I would have done. You know, you used to hide in the clothes hangers as a kid.
Yeah.
In the department stores.
I don't blame the kids.
Yeah.
I blame the parents.
Yeah.
And it's like, this isn't a daycare. And then one of the bartenders luckily walked over and told the parents,
get the kids
out of here. At a bar in Charlotte.
Yeah.
You can figure that one out. I saw, and I'm not a small guy.
Yeah.
This guy, I wouldn't have wanted to have gotten in a fight with. He was like 6'6", 350.
Yeah.
But not fat, just.
Yeah. Muscular. Brick shit house.
Big. Yeah. Big. I wouldn't say, you wouldn't think, hey, he works out, but just a big built guy. And he was probably a few too many in.
That happens.
With everything he had, and luckily these are tempered glass, punched the glass as hard as he could because he drained a ball.
Ah, oh, jeez. Yeah. Hey, and, I've wanted to do that.
I've got a new contender. Does shows count? Doesn't have to be location?
Sure.
One of the things I used to really like playing in the tournaments like 10 years ago, before it really got the way it is now, I can't stand it anymore. And because I want to have fun. Everybody else is having, they're serious. They got super serious. Yeah. They got the earphones on, and that's fine. Play that way. I don't like it.
I don't either. I like it's to. No I play better when I talk.
Yeah, we used to go and we would just have a beer and joke with your buddies. If you sucked, you sucked, and that was it. Now it's just everybody's just real stern, and they got the game face on and the earphones, and those people wearing headlamps too. It's like. That one really
so they can see
me.
The play field.
They want to be able to see the play field if there's a mode that darkens the play field. I'm like,
that's cheating. Yeah,
that's cheating.
It's like putting a roof mod on your Godzilla.
And
right?
I want somebody to tell me what advantage you're getting out of wearing gloves, the fingerless gloves. Yeah, but anyway, so I used to like
maybe it was Hallie Mandel.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay, just checking.
That was something else,
and
a chair.
Got ghosts here. It's fine.
There was a tournament I was in, like. 2014 or something, and it was at a show.
Yeah.
Adam's family. I watched a grown man drain a ball and kick the right front leg as hard as he could.
Oh.
On a game that's not his at a tournament, who cares?
Yeah.
And nobody did anything. Nobody cared. So I went to the guy running the tournament and told him, and that got handled.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
come on, that's
these things aren't cheap, and especially if it's not yours. I mean, I'll kick a coin door every once in a while. Yeah,
but
I mean,
yours.
It's mine, and luckily, when I kicked it, it was just the part that was easily replaceable, and I had put a headphone volume kit in, so I had an extra one. Nobody knew.
But I've seen a couple people at tournaments run back over and just like push slide a game.
Yeah,
and that didn't go over well, but. Yeah, it's stuff like that. It's like, you know, respect this stuff. It's, and they're not even, and most of these aren't even alcohol. The one was, but it's like, just.
I'll tell you, I was playing in an arcade in Illinois. It wasn't in Chicago. It was a couple hours outside Chicago. I was there for work and I was playing. It was probably 8 o'clock at night. I got a bunch of extra games. I got a bunch of replays on it. I've been playing for like an hour on like a dollar. It was awesome. Bond.
Ooh.
It's James Bond.
Premium Pro?
Pro. It was the Pro. Okay. But I had it at home, so I knew everything to do when I was going through it.
I don't know why you do that.
What's that?
You did that one time when you had Venom here, and we were over at Troy's. Which and you one? Played Venom the whole time we were there. Yeah. It was like you have
sometimes,
one at
home. Sometimes I
want to
get on the board. I got to get on the board.
No. Never mind.
No, I like getting it. Whatever. You guys have your theories. It's fine. I told you I don't have any feelings left. I'm good. You can say whatever you want.
That's like a cry for help, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Do
who
we
knows?
Need to like, have an intervention?
Can I cry on stream? Is that okay?
I want to know the real story how you broke your wrist.
Oh, it's not There's fancy. Not scars it's roller
there.
Skating.
No, I don't believe it now. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. No, I quit punching the lockdown bar on on games because, and I'll tell you, if you're going to punch the lockdown bar on a game, don't punch them on the old Bally and Williams games. Like those ones hurt.
They're solid.
Yeah, they're solid, and like I thought I'd crack my knuckle at one point, and then I just completely quit. But I would just bang, little bang on the bar at home, little, home, not on location.
Yeah. Yours, throw it over. I don't care.
Yeah, but it's just really stupid, and I just walk away. I'm like, whatever. I just walk away and say a whole bunch of cuss words, and we're good.
Well, we've all watched your streams.
Yes, you have. That is me, whether you guys are watching or not. That is not for the camera.
Yeah,
that's me walking away
that's
pissed.
Craig.
But yeah, so
we're playing James Bond Pro in a town in Illinois, two hours from Chicago.
Yes. And I had a bunch of replays. It was time for me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, I'm going to tell this guy, hey man, you want to come over and take these games? There's like three or four extra games on this. And I looked over and he had a glass of beer
mm-hmm.
and it was sitting in the corner of like an LE pinball machine that was there, and it was in the corner of the glass and it was almost full. And he's over here, he's not nudging and shaking, but it's sitting there. And I just instantly had all these nightmares about that popped into my head about all the games where I've cleaned up people spilling beer on the inside and doing damage and getting it out of there and sanding it out. And yeah. I'm like, I looked at him, I'm like, I'm not giving that dude these games. Like, yeah, so no, I was angry.
A bunch of times.
I was angry, man. Yeah. So 4-player game. So no one could play.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was angry. And then, last year, no, it was this. Yeah. Last year, it's last 2025. It's like, I think October last year, I was in a city in Georgia, in Savannah, and I went into an arcade that had an amazing lineup of games. I'm like, wow, they got a lot of great stuff. And I walked in, and it was the dirtiest games I've ever seen in my life. Ever. Yeah. I mean, like, filthy. You know, like, you couldn't even see the Habitrails, because the Habitrail was everywhere on the playfield. Just nasty. I sent you guys pictures, and I'm like, dude, this is bad. So, those are probably the two most shocking things I've seen on look. I'm like, guys, somebody's got to clean this. I mean, there's other little stuff.
Some people don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, or they've got a bad operator or something. But, yeah, a lot of people just don't know.
They buy the games, and then they park them somewhere, do a revenue share, and then they come in, like, every 3 months to make sure, you know. And I'm like, some of the games, like, flippers were broken. You know, some of the mechs didn't work. Some of the mechs were stuck in place. You know, some of the switches were stuck where it wouldn't register, and then they were all filthy. And I'm like, dude, I just wanted to go in there with like $100,000 and be like, if I had it, of course, and be like, just let me save these games. Like, if I had it, let me save these games.
Let me look around. Yeah.
Yeah. No, really I've done the math. No. But anyways, all right. So we're going to play a new game this week.
Oh, what are we playing?
We are going to play a game called Pro or Premium. Oh. So these are Stern games. Guys, shooting everyone. Yeah, they're worse than a sewing circle. So it's Pro or Premium. The way this game works is I'm going to say the game. Yep. You tell me, would you buy the Pro or the Premium version of the game? And briefly tell me why, because we got a lot of games to get through. Because we talk about this all the time.
I didn't.
Oh, that was me.
No, I
went my foot. It's okay. I put up explicit content with, you know, so you know what you're getting into.
Oh, we need a feed cam. Yeah.
Oh,
you should have a third camera.
I don't want you vomiting on stream.
Take your topper cam. And,
yeah, perfect. We'll just under the table, under the table cam.
Yeah, under the table pinball.
Yeah.
No, well, that sounds like a crime syndicate.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. It sounds like an episode of Dateline. All right, so we're going to go new to old here.
Oh.
So, all right, we're going to put up our fancy order. Little Stern Pro Premium.
That's kind of quasi-cursive there.
Yeah, it's got a little glow to it. Yeah. You know, that's a glow
what
function.
What font style is that?
So like Segway Pro or something weird. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I just work here.
Stern Pro.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
So, which version of the game? And briefly, why?
Is there wrong answers?
No.
This is all opinions, right?
You said it first when you were on the podcast. Hey, this is just my opinion. This is just Ben's opinion. If it sucks, I'll let him know I disagree with it.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion.
Doesn't
so
mean I'm right.
I'm sure we're going to butt heads on a couple of these. So we'll start newest to oldest. Ready?
Go.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Boo, I don't know. I got to see it.
I'm torn on that one.
I got to see it. Well, I mean, I guess now with the mech being broke, I guess go pro.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Pick up a used pro. If I like it, possibly upgrade to the premium.
That's not a bad, and a lot of people do that anyway, and have been doing that for years. They'll get
if you
the
buy
pros,
new and
like
you're
going
to do that, you're going to take a hit. If you wait a little bit and somebody just says, hey, I bought this D&D and it's not really my thing, and you can pick it up, save a couple $100, play it, and if you really like it, then go get the sell it and get the premium. So you're minimizing your losses.
I really haven't watched. I watched the reveal gameplay, and I haven't seen anything since.
You know what? That dragon is what I've seen and the gameplay on it and all the stuff you can do with the leveling system and the dungeons and everything. Like, that's my language, man.
I know.
You and I both own Venom. We've both owned Venom. You own it still. I love that game.
Yep.
The premium. And we'll get to that one later. Oh, and we'll talk about that.
It's not old enough all right, yet.
Yeah, so D&D, Pro Premium.
Well, are we also considering cost into it as well? Or just...
Everything considered.
Oh, yeah. Well, Premium... Oh, gosh.
Ooh, popper.
My apologies, everybody.
TV popper.
Well, I know LEs are totally out.
Yeah, I'm not...
At
this
point. You know,
those are dream-themed games for me. Like, if it's a dream theme and I really want it and it's amazing,
it was,
I'll... Maybe.
Maybe.
They got to make a Tool pinball machine, and Alex Gray has to do the artwork, and Tool has to have like 20 songs in it.
Wait, we're up to minute. 13 grand now. Yeah.
That's about it. That's all that's going to get me to do an LE.
It's silly. I would say, honestly, pro at this point.
Okay.
I think the Dragon's going to be cool, but like anything else, is it just going to, the novelty wears off and then it's still very similar gameplay?
It looked really cool. Like there's a mode where he spits the balls at the drain and you got to hit the button to activate the shield.
Oh, are you going to
make
a mod
for
that?
And then the flipper, it's protection for the shield. and then the flipper apparently is like, knows, I don't know how it works, but it's like, it potentially is like aiming shots for you while you're defending with the shield and the drain. It's pretty sweet looking. I want to see that in action.
We're going to see it in a month.
Yeah, we will. Uncanny X-Men Pro Premium. Another game you haven't played?
I haven't played it. I haven't seen it. And I had very little interest in it. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really seen much. So,
yeah.
But, you know, again, with Borg, well, no, that was not Borg. Never mind.
No, it was Danger.
I'll get to Borg later.
Yeah.
Danger. I don't know. There was some patterns that we'll get into as well, but I really don't know. I mean, what's your opinion, or are we not allowed to know that?
No, it's fine. Yeah. I played the LE.
Yeah.
LE was fun. I'd like to have a go on the Pro for a little while.
So what was the main mech? It was the Guardian that comes up?
The Guardian that comes up and the wire form that like breaks, the hand breaks the wire form.
Oh.
I'm sure I'm missing something.
Probably.
But for me, Pro.
Yeah.
I go Pro on that. And again, if you get the Pro and you really like the game, try the Premium. I did that with Deadpool.
Yeah.
I got a Pro. I loved the Pro. You got amazing deal at the auction on yours. I played yours. I was like, damn it. And then I bought one. I paid a lot for it because it was COVID. All right.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
John Wick. You played both of them.
Wick? I actually liked both.
Mm-hmm.
I would say either's good.
Yeah.
I think you'd be fine with the Pro.
If you could get a Premium for maybe $1,000 more, you got a good deal, I would go Premium. Just to get the moving car and just a couple little more things.
But I didn't feel like the Pro was missing that much.
No. I love it when Pros, feel pretty complete. All right.
We're not putting them up there. We're just...
No. There's way too many pictures. I don't have enough buttons on my stream deck.
And you had a broken wrist.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Jaws.
Jaws? Premium.
Jaws premium for me, too.
Yeah,
that upper play field, if you haven't played it, it adds a lot of cool crap to the game. You're not up there very long. You get to spin the paddle wheel. You steer the boat up there. Mm-hmm. You have that awesome shot that goes all the way around, goes down that wire form and come and feed back to the flip. Like it's a long journey. It's awesome. And if you screw it up there, you basically fall off of the boat. You fall off the deck and the ball splatters down the play field and you got to catch it.
Richard Dreyfuss gets mad.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So premium all the way on Jaws for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Foo Fighters. Oh, wait, sorry. I missed one. Venom.
Oh, Venom? Premium.
Premium, yeah. Having that diverter that changes the shots makes that game a lot more enjoyable. And there's characters I'm like, I don't want to pick that one because that shot is hard.
Yeah.
And it feeds really. It's a dangerous feed. So, but of course, the character gives you better rewards, right? It's risk reward. So, yeah, Venom all the way.
Oh,
premium.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
I only like the flow in that game.
Yeah.
I would say Pro, honestly. Yeah. I think a lot of people are cooling on that game.
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
I just like the flow, but yeah, I was never really into it.
I had the premium and I enjoyed it. The flow of it's really cool. It was neat. Definitely different. Jack Danger definitely did something cool and different, which I like when people try that. I liked it.
Yeah, I applaud that.
I felt like the upper play field wasn't enough for me. I felt like it needed a little bit more. And it was hard to get up there. You had to hammer that shot to get up that ramp.
But you know, that's the whole point. Do you feel like you're missing something on the Pro?
A little bit, but not enough to justify the price difference. New in box. Now used, again, if you're talking $1,000 difference.
And we're talking $3,000 difference.
Yeah, it's about seven, roughly like at the time, I think it was like 68 and then $97.99 or something like that. That's a big difference.
That's a lot of meatball there.
Yep. James Bond.
I really enjoy the premium. Yeah. I know the Pro is fine.
The Pro's great.
The Pro is just fine, but
I just want the tower lock. I don't care about Bond on a wand. I really
Bond
don't.
Bond on a wand
and,
is actually
and then playing,
fun.
Playing under the play field in the scoop.
But I mean, really, if you were thinking about getting one, I would go Pro.
Yeah, Pro. Pro's the way to go. And man, the prices came down a bunch on those, and then they put all the stuff in there and people were like, this is actually a good game, and the prices started going back up again.
Don't sleep on Gomez or with him.
Yeah. Rush. I was about to say Thrush.
Rush Pro.
Rush Pro.
Yeah. There's not that much there.
Yeah. I did like...
Sorry, Matt.
I did like the lights on the side. Matt loaned me his LE.
Yeah.
And I played both. I liked the LE a lot. I liked the lights going up into the time machine and the ball going up in there.
I'm not saying LE. This is Pro or Premium. I know. Premium.
Well, the Premium has it too. It is Pro or Premium,
I
guess.
Making sure the wording is right.
So there was a couple things I actually really did like on that game versus the Pro. But the Pro's a good one too.
It's got everything you need.
Yeah. And I think they're putting that one in the vault, aren't they? That one's disappearing for a little while. Yeah.
Lose the key to that vault too. I'll be surprised if that one goes again.
Godzilla.
I actually,
you're going to tell us it's overrated again?
It is.
Okay, go ahead.
It is.
A couple people I know have said that.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that.
I'm not saying it's a bad
game. It's a good game.
You can say it's overrated.
It's not the best game ever made.
Right. And I think that's where people stop listening. It's
and
like,
this is where you may think that we're wrong, viewers, but or listeners. But
viewers, listeners, whoever. But no, saying something's overrated doesn't mean it's not good.
Right.
I never meant that. And I really don't care if anybody's mad at me anyway. Yeah. But the Premium's cool, but I think... Your mod has done very well for you, but I think the tower gets old. The first couple of times, it's really cool, and then it's like, okay, come on.
You know what? I
want to
keep buying games, so I hope they make that game forever.
Yeah,
I'm glad that it did well. I was really happy when they announced the 70th anniversary edition, and I thought about it for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Do I go back and do I kind of change the colors and tweak this a little bit?
Yeah.
Do I go back and make shield mods with a red LED in them? Because you know how much I love making shield mods.
I do love making shield mods.
Those things is a lot of work, man. It is a lot of work. I bumped the price up $10.
Oh, just
and
so
I felt
suffering.
Bad about it. But I'm like, look, these are a lot of work. It's a whole weekend for me to sit down and make a batch of 20.
Oh,
and I've got to run prints for like a week because there's a lot of pieces. But when they announced that 70th, I thought about it. I'm like, I'm going to do it because there's going to be some people that will want this. They're going to have the same issue. The roof's going to be the same, and if they want to buy it, there's an option. So
I'm not going to say what I just saw in there. Okay. I'll tell you later.
Was it Ted Nugent doing something?
No. but yeah, I just feel like that mech, I don't like stuff that slows it down.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was really cool when I first saw it. I remember I came over here in November of 21.
When you get rolling on that game, I've had the Pro and the Premium of that game. I had the Premium first. And well, you tell me, what do you think? Pro, Premium?
I say Pro. I bought the Pro in 2022.
The Pro's solid.
Yeah, it's
the Pro's solid.
And you don't have the building slow down.
I had both of them, but I think knowing what I was missing, I like the bridge breaking. I do like the building going up and down and changing which wire form it returns on with the different floors. And the turntable mech and like that shot is so much more fun to hit it where the balls jump up and they stick to Mecha Godzilla. That to me was really fun. So for me, I do Premium on that one.
Well,
but the Pro's great.
The only thing, and if you wanted to consider it this way, which is always the wrong idea, but if you wanted to look at resaleability, everybody and their brother has a Premium Godzilla.
Yeah.
So when you're selling one, not going to make any money on it if that's a problem for you.
They do hold value well.
They
Owen's
hold,
games
but
hold
it's
value.
Not like everybody and they're still making them.
Still making them. I mean, it's smart
it
on there.
Years.
I want to know what the final numbers are when they're like, we're not making any more Godzilla. Oh, so like, we sold 20. We almost beat Adam's Family.
I was going to say, if they beat Adam's Family or Metallica or Simpsons Pinball Party yet in numbers, they
got
to be close.
They got
a
shot,
some
man.
Of them.
All right. Mandalorian Pro Premium.
I do think the moving playfield's cool, but you don't miss it.
Yeah.
The Pro's fine.
Yeah.
And I know somebody that
Pro,
can't give away a Premium
right
now.
I do like that. I do like the moving playfield.
Yeah,
we've all had it. We passed that thing around.
Yeah.
I like the Premium on Mandalorian.
I like it, but I'm just saying if, looking at
if I had to buy new in box, I would
Pro.
Go Pro.
Yeah, Pro's the way to go. The Premium's fun. Now that's I don't know if you want to warn that. That's not what we're saying. It's not fun or better.
No,
or worse,
they're both really fun, but when you look at everything from cost, to, you know, what it includes, what yeah, what are the things that go on the premium that aren't on the pro.
Yeah, was that moving upper play field worth $3,000?
Yeah, because that was about it.
And that one guy was making the metal ramps the pro, which was one of the
That U-turn shot was cool. I almost enjoyed the U-turn shot more than the upper play field.
Is that guy still making those?
Probably. I don't know.
He's probably made enough by now.
Yeah. I have that thought in the back of my head one day, like, when am I just going to wake up one day and be like, I don't want to make any more of these.
Oh,
I was going into something.
You're
no,
go get a welder and start
making rings. No, but like killing off a mod, like Stranger Things cameras. I'm probably not going to make any more. I think I have 4 left. I'm not going to make any more, but they sell every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite mods that I've made because it, you know, just took something simple and just realigned a light and
mm-hmm.
look good. But there's a lot of work that went into those. And I'm like, I don't want to run them. I can't justify running them.
You're going to vault them?
Yeah, I'm going to vault them. I'm going to make gold. You know what I'm going to do, Ben, when I decide not to make make one anymore? I'm going to make a gold mod. I'm going to get gold, gold, but the gold filament, going to make golden mods of it.
Yeah, just make crappy, Adam's Family.
Yeah, just straight gold. Golden, the whole thing's gold.
Bookcase.
Golden camera, and then I'm going to put it on a shelf somewhere.
Pop bumpers. And...
Yeah. All right, we got some more to get through, so we got to go quick.
Oh, gosh.
We're in an hour right now. Led Zeppelin. I knew we were both going to blow the mic out on that one.
Pro and then
give it away. Give it away. Give it to a charity.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Pro. Yeah. It's God, that game.
Okay. If I was forced to get one, I'd get a premium. I would get a premium if I was forced to get one because that, raising magic spinner thing.
Yeah.
My God, it breaks up the fucking 10 million miles of straight line to the shot in the back.
No. That's why we said it's like the pool shot.
Yeah.
You're going for that back corner
pocket. 8-ball corner pocket. I can see the whole thing. This is easy.
Same thing with the Hobbit.
Yeah.
Those long shots.
All right. Avengers. Pro premium.
He's giving me a second to think. I would say premium.
Premium. Yeah.
Yeah.
Premium. There's a pro for sale for $5,000. I don't want it.
I'll admit for about half a second, I was thinking of like the
old Avengers. Yeah, I knew
with Hulk and I was like, wait,
Avengers Infinity Quest.
Yeah. The Infinity Quest.
Yeah. So Avengers, I'm premium Avengers. I like that Captain Marvel ramp a lot.
Yeah.
I like that. And I like the drop targets and I like the kick up scoop.
I haven't played one in, 2 years.
Yeah. I was bummed out. I still talk about it. A guy I know up in Maryland. He was selling one. I think it had the top. I think it had the topper on it too, and it was $6,400. He blew it out.
That
I would have bought
your
it.
Magic number.
I would have bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to the auction. That was my magic number.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple more hundred bucks. I could have had it, but I'm nah. Yeah. And then I ended up with Walking Dead, and I'm happy.
Well, you got turtles.
Yeah. Speaking of turtles, that's the next one on the list.
Oh.
Turtles Pro Premium.
Pro.
All right. We don't even have to dispute that one.
Yeah.
Not enough there. Borg's awesome. To me, Borg is awesome when he does his games because the pro doesn't feel like it's lacking usually.
Yeah, well, that's what we were kind of saying before. I didn't want to get to, but the way it, when the pro premium model all started, Borg was every time was GoPro if you were on a budget.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with the mechs, but Richie was always Go Premium like AC/DC.
Yeah.
And like when Metallica came out, it was GoPro.
Yeah.
Now I wish, you know, prices back then. I think. What was Metallica LE was 65, I think, at the time. So,
I wasn't in pinball when that came out.
But it wasn't that stark of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, it was $1,000 more to get the premium. Okay.
You don't talk about that. It's on the list.
What?
You can't talk about Metallica yet.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, we got it.
It's on the list.
Well, you didn't.
Stranger Things.
You couldn't do the new run because there was no pro.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Stranger Things.
All right, here you go. Ben's favorite game in the whole world. He's a huge Stranger Things fan. If you have any gear you want to send to him, let me know, and I will tell you where to send the gear for. He can decorate his room.
That pinball machine made me a lot of money.
It did.
It did really well. Somebody's home.
Yeah.
Or we're being attacked.
Yeah. Boogie needs a bark collar on him.
Okay. Yeah, I say pro.
Pro.
I didn't.
Yeah.
The
pro.
The projector did nothing for me.
Yeah, I'm always worried it's going to break. I know you can source it, but I don't. It's okay. I was fine with that. I've had 3 of them. They were
one of
pros.
The best well-built games I've had from Stern.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But I just didn't care for it.
Star Wars.
Honestly, pro.
Pro. I'm pro. I like that Hyperloop.
That Hyperloop's cool.
The shot into the Death Star, that thing has been so wonky on all the games I played it on when I had a chance to shoot it, where it didn't go in and it wasn't my fault. The Hyperloop ramp was cool.
Yeah, those forks would not hit or something.
Troy used to tell me that when he had the premium at the bar, he said, this was interesting. He said it got way less plays. And then I got the Comic Art Pro and I put it in there and people played the daylights out of it. Mm-hmm. He said, I think they were intimidated by that wire form running, but over the top of the flippers. And that bugged me until I got used to it. But yeah, pro all day on Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait till we get to deals of the week. I'll tell you about an awesome one.
Whoa.
All right. Jurassic Park.
I've had both.
Yeah.
The Pro is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It really is. The premium, I've still haven't fixed mine, but yeah, I've got
Put that
Dungeons
dino
and
out
Dragons.
To pasture.
You know, I've got Dungeons and Dragons problems, so it doesn't move, but
yeah. He's a shitty shortstop, as he calls it. He's like, he can never catch a ball. No. But he's in the game all the time.
That's a really good point. Thank you, Izzy. And you can buy the helicopter mod.
Yeah. I had one in my first one and it looked super cool. I didn't feel like I needed the other one.
Yeah. Pro's fine.
Pro's fine. I will say this. It's probably my favorite game of all time.
It's wonderful.
And Izzy has the 30th edition, the 30th special edition, and it's beautiful. It looks so good. I don't know. There's too many other things I want. So because of that, I'm going to stick with my Pro. Oh, I like it.
Pro's fine.
Yeah, so pro on that one. Black Knight Swords of Rage.
Oh, premium.
Premium, yeah, premium. Matt likes the pro a lot, too.
Pro's not bad.
No.
It really isn't.
I like that upper play field. I hit this shot and I shoot it up there in this dangerous situation, I get it in the catapult, it gives me a little breather because that game is intense, just as intense as the music in the game. So pro, premium.
Premium?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I mean,
premium.
Pro is fine.
And the prices have come down. And I've seen a couple lately with toppers on them that are really affordable. You know, it almost makes sense not to go spend $1,400 to get a brand new topper. Buy a game that already
has
it.
Have they made more of those?
They did re-release. They used to be, you bought yours, it was $450. Now they're like $1,400.
It's a different time.
Yeah, that thing's, it's an awesome topper.
It definitely is not worth $1,400.
No.
It is,
but
definitely
it's awesome.
Not. Yeah.
It's awesome with the game.
Now, comparing prices, yeah, it's absolutely worth $400.
All right, here you go. Monsters.
Oh. Wow. I have not spent much time on any of those. I would actually say probably pro because I've heard a lot of people didn't care for the lower play field.
Yeah, the ball is a little small. I played Nelly at I was at a work show and somebody brought in a pinball machine. I spoke about this before. I leveled it. I was in my suit. I was on the floor. I'm like, I'm going to level this on the fly because this is not level and nobody will want to play it. But I went over there when I had a chance and took a little break, I'd go over and I would just play a game. And I actually GC'd the thing there. And then, technically they were like, oh, well, you know, the competition we're having, whoever gets the highest score, you get a $50 gift card. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm an exhibitor. I just want to play cause I love pinball. And they mailed me the gift card, which was pretty, they mailed me another one. I was like, don't take it away from someone, a client, you know, but they mailed me the gift card. But when I played it, what I didn't like is, the physics on the ball are just completely different on that lower play field. Now if they made a black and white version in the pro of Monsters, that would be super cool.
Well, again, we're Borg, so
yeah,
pro.
Yeah, I would probably go pro on that one.
Pro is absolutely fine.
Deadpool.
Premium.
Premium. Yep. Premium.
Pro
you
is
don't
great.
Know what your pro is great. You don't know great. What you're missing until you play that Disco Loops lifting ramp. The drop targets. I like the drop targets in that game. I don't like stand ups.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. It's
Yeah.
But yeah, the premium's the way to go.
Iron Maiden.
Premium.
Premium.
Actually, no.
Pro's
fine.
Pro all day. Yeah. I'm like pro all day. I don't need the ball to go behind the backboard.
And
I don't need the
ramp.
Lifting ramp.
Yeah, lifting ramp. I like the premium, but I got a good deal on it or I wouldn't have bought a premium.
Yeah.
But yeah, the pro. Yeah. We all passed that
Maiden
one around
pro,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing's got every disease that's out there. We've all had our hands
house.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's sister's house. Yeah. This is the second go around with my sister.
Had to dump it in a different state.
Yeah, it's getting a bad reputation. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, I just picked one up.
Yeah, you did. You can tell everybody what you paid?
No. How many premiums were actually out there? There's
I know
not
somebody
many,
that's got
right?
a premium. Scott. Scott's got a premium.
But what's the numbers? Scott with one T?
Yeah, Scott with one T.
Scoot.
If you're watching, hope you're doing well, man. It's been a while. You got to come over and play play a couple games.
Actually, Scott with one T, I met a brother-in-law of yours. I won't say names, but he uses cameras. He'll know.
There you go.
He'll know.
There's a story there. I feel like there's a story. There's probably not, but now I want to know. I'm going to make up a story.
I was talking to that individual at the end of last year, and somehow we figured out that
That's cool.
That lined up. So there you go.
Yeah.
Scott.
Guardians Pro Premium.
I've never seen a premium.
It's just the hands.
Oh, it's the Groot hands?
I think it's the Groot hands.
We could 3D print those.
Yeah, I know we could.
Maybe I should for mine. There we go. What kind
Groot
of filament?
Groot with 1-0. Grot.
Grot.
The Grot hands. And we'll just change the color.
Scott and Grot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say pro.
Pro. Yeah. I'm pro on that one. AC/DC.
Premium.
Premium.
No question.
Yep. I don't want a face CDC. I want AC/DC.
The new run that they did was a lot nicer looking for the face CDC and got Angus's face off of there. But yeah, premium.
Yeah, premium. I had that. I liked it. I do miss it. My buddy TK Brown, if you're out there listening, thanks for listening, by the way. And I told you, I don't know if I'll pull the trigger on it, but my wife does miss that game. So if you decide to sell it,
I know where one is right now.
Yeah, I know. It's in your room, dummy.
I know. I got one real close by.
All right. Here is a game I don't really enjoy that much. Aerosmith.
Oh.
Pro Premium.
Pro.
Pro. Does the Pro still have the ball toss thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Borg, right? Did Borg do Aerosmith?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The band. I only like the band when, Alisa Silverstone and Liv Tyler were dancing around. They were like 18 in that old video. Armageddon came out. Yeah.
Era?
Yeah.
You know, like crying. Yeah. And, Get a Grip.
I don't want to. The Armageddon song. I can't remember.
Oh, that was later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like some of Aerosmith's songs, but just not enough to want to play. It's like Foo Fighters. Yeah. I like some of their songs, but it's not enough to listen to it all the time. All right. Ghostbusters.
pro.
Yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of my pro. I don't need the Magna Slings in there.
The ecto goggles
and the subway. I'm like, it breaks up the flow. Probably. I've played it and I didn't feel like I was missing anything.
There rumor they're going to rerun that one and then they don't have to pay people royalties off of the old one anymore.
Because they're
like
sitting
that.
In prison.
Yeah, yeah, something about that.
Yeah, something about that. Kiss.
Pro, actually, yeah.
Now, I want a pro with the legit Kiss topper on it.
The kiss.
Yeah, your favorite. Kiss.
I love that. Well, if you do get a premium, then, or if you have one.
I don't even know what you get in the premium.
I can't remember what was the difference on the.
Does it have to do with something that Gene Simmons has?
Well, he spits the ball out.
He spits the ball. What does he do on the premium?
God, I don't know.
Come here, ladies.
What
I'm going to show you
what
a superstar.
The premium? Well, didn't...
I don't know. I have to look that up.
Well, the premiums, they didn't make a bunch. So I know they went for a premium because there weren't a lot of them.
Listeners or viewers, if you know the difference between a Kiss Pro and a Kiss Premium pinball machine...
Well, it's only been like 10 years
put
since
it in
I've
chat.
Seen one.
Put it in the comments. Yeah. It's very rare that I see those
2014?
Yeah, it's probably just different decals on the cabinet or something.
The cabinet decals, I remember those. I just don't remember what the gameplay difference was.
All right. One of my favorites, The Walking Dead.
Oh, pro.
Pro. Yeah. All day long. I don't want to mess with that damn bicycle ramp.
Or the...
The walker bombs feels like cheating to me and the crossbow. Like,
crossbow stuff.
Give me the Walking Dead. That thing's
again,
brutal.
Harder. Fine, but
harder
pros,
version of the game
pro's
is a pro.
Fine. Yeah.
The pro's harder, in my opinion. I play both a lot.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it is a great game.
And they might...
they might... Rerun that one, remaster it.
Might do it.
But my God, do comic book art. Please do comic book art.
Yeah.
If you do comic book art and it's not $8 million, I would consider maybe getting one because I like that game that much.
Well, you just asked for too much.
I know. You know, here's what I need to do. I need to kill 120 walkers. I think it's 120 walkers to play Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
And then you're done. I just like it. It's mean. It's
don't
just
finish
mean.
It yet. I don't want to buy it.
It's
yet.
Just dirty. The game looks dirty. I mean, it's like, you know, just.
Well, I told you this.
You don't even
one
have to clean
great.
It. It looks clean this, all the time.
Yeah. Well, this when Troy opened the bar, I put my Walking Dead Pro.
You
did
never had to clean it.
It was
because you couldn't
did.
Tell.
I did, but it was always funny. I'd be like, well, this one doesn't look bad, and you get in there, start cleaning it, and you're like, oh, it is dirty, but it.
There's habit trails. You can't see them because there's blood and grease and rust painted
this thing
on the playfield.
Hides some dirt.
All right, we're almost done. Star Trek.
Man, pro is fine.
I like the pro Star Trek. Yeah.
I mean, the LE or the premium's fine too, but pro, go.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Yeah. Pro. Yeah. I go pro on that one. Your favorite, Metallica. We're not talking Metallica remastered.
Yeah. I had the pro for years and was very happy.
Because there's no pro version of the remastered game.
Right.
It's just premium.
They didn't want to waste their time.
No.
The pro smart. Was fine. The pro was absolutely fine. Now, the hammer's cool. And again, for me, being a fan
of
the band, then I was willing, like you said with Tool, I was willing to pay the extra money to get.
You've still got James Hetfield signed underwear, right? He threw them at you once.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I might have stolen them.
they're hanging on the top. They're hanging on the top of his Metallica LE.
God, there are a lot of things I would have not.
It was the hottest day in San Francisco. Oh,
I would be willing to bet at that point in time he probably wasn't wearing any underwear.
Yeah, probably not. And he was probably wearing the same leather pants like Jim Morrison he'd worn every day forever. Metallica pro.
The pro's fine.
Pro's awesome. I had the pro for a long time. I enjoyed it. I will tell you, that damn hammer is awesome, though.
It is
cool. On the old one, I think on the old one it's more pronounced when they bang that ball on the play field with a good sound system. Ooh. Yeah, it's cool.
Well, I have a Pinwoofer.
You do. Yeah. That's the game for that.
Yeah, damn.
All right. Yeah, Pinwoofer Dan. Shout out to Pinwoofer Dan.
There we go.
I've put in a lot of systems, done a lot of videos, and
this is an great. Early Pinwoofer system. Yeah. I showed you that one time, didn't I?
There's some cool stuff. He's got some cool stuff coming out.
This is a lot different than what you usually see. Yeah.
All right, and the last one for Pro and Premium, and then we'll keep moving, and we are at an hour 15, so we might make an hour 30.
Oh.
all right, Tron.
They didn't make a premium.
They didn't make a premium, but there's Tron LEs.
They did.
But it does. Right,
here's your bit of trivia for the day.
Oh, shit. No. I asked the questions around here. I've got all 10 of them listed.
It's Tron. It's about Tron, though. Okay, so I've got to tell you, because at that point in time, they weren't really getting into the whole pro premium.
That's where
LE
I kind of stopped with this.
But if you bought an LE,
it
actually said premium on the box.
Interesting.
One of the guys
I did not know that.
Bought an LE.
Yeah.
So we were at a party at Dave's house years ago. Troy and I were. And Dave has moved to Missouri or something, so he's gone. This other guy...
He's gone.
He lived nearby, and he had even told us, he said, hey, this other guy, he's got some games, you know, come on in, he's going to come over, you guys care? And we're like, no, we're fine. Guy was nonchalant and was just like, oh, yeah, I just got a Tron LE. And we're like, oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
He didn't talk about anything else, and then our wives were over there, and we were like, hey, you know, we were all like kids, and we were like, we're going to go over to this guy's house real quick. So we all leave. We left our wives all there.
We're going to go to space, man.
But yeah, we left all our wives at the house and went over to this guy's house. And we thought, and I think both Troy and I had the same thought of, that's all he had.
Yeah.
And then we get down in his basement, and it's
like 40 LEs lined up against the wall.
And we're like, oh my God, this guy was so nonchalant. But yeah.
Hello, you're my new best friend.
Yeah. So we would go over and hang out at his house, but he had the box for Tron still, and it said premium.
This is one of the few hobbies where you can say, I went over and hang out at this dude's basement, and it's like, normal, you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah. That day.
That day.
But I didn't go alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Tron does not have a premium.
Okay, fair enough. I always got a stickler for the rules. Yeah. Tron, okay, so Tron Pro or Tron LE.
At that point in time, I would have gone LE for the money.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I got my favorite price story of what did I buy Tron Pro for back in 2011.
Say it.
$4,050 delivered to my door.
I know what I paid for it when I bought it from you, and I still haven't made good on my bet.
Don't. Yeah,
Lisa.
Leave it alone.
Lisa, you're still up.
I've given up hope. $4,050 delivered.
$4,050. That's not too bad.
I've still got a picture of the check somewhere.
Oh, that's great. Can I get the number off the bottom?
Yeah. Now that account's different. That was years ago.
All right. Well, cool. We're going to roll into Pinside Deals of the Week.
If everybody's still awake.
Yeah. If everybody's still awake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting rid of the quasi cursive.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, back to normal.
You know what? I totally screwed up. I forgot to put a logo up there for Pinside Deals of the Week. So this week we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which I consider to be good deals.
What was that voice?
Good deals.
It is.
These are fantastic deals.
We're going to do like ASMRs now?
Yeah. Yes. Star Wars Pro by L. Colonel out of Decatur, Georgia. It does have 11,900 plays on it.
Is that the actual pronunciation of that town?
Dacala? I don't know. Dacala?
I always say like...
Dacala.
Like,
it's like, I live in Dacala.
Like it's Dracula without the R.
I live in
like
Dracula.
Dacula.
Yeah. I would say Dracula. I live in Dracula, Georgia.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Dracula walking, or Bram Stoker walking around, and Bram Stoker's Dracula walking around, Gary Oldman, ooh.
And
Dacala. And Dracula from Dacala.
Got lost there for a second. Yeah, that's crazy.
Not Bram Stoker. I don't even know what he looks like. Right.
No, great deal.
No trades.
No trades.
No trades. $4,600.
Yeah.
$4,600.
That's a good deal.
Don't be afraid of buying a routed game. Mm-mm. If they took care of it, I say this all the time. Where is it? 30,000 plus plays on it.
Mm-hmm.
You would never know it unless you check the audits. Everything works. It looks great. He
and
took
that
care
also
of it.
Attests to, you know, the game is going to work fine too, because it's held up that long. But yeah, I said Stranger Things earlier. God, what did mine? 32,000 plays when
Holy
I sold
Toledo.
It. You would never know.
Yeah.
It looked great.
If you take care of them, it doesn't matter. So $4,600 Star Wars Pro. If you're looking to get into a full size pinball machine, this is your first game. There's deals out there like this. That's a great price on Star Wars if you like that, that theme. Venom Pro. Now, we talked about this. We would recommend premium all day. However, you get the leveling system. Mm-hmm. You don't get the diverter. And then you don't get the swinging target with Spider-Man on it. But Venom
thick,
Pro.
Thick Spider-Man.
Yeah, thick Spider-Man. Venom Pro, and listed by Bushy Bros.
Okay.
In Enfield, Connecticut, $4,600.
Yeah, I mean, not a bad deal. If you can get a Stern Pro under $5,000, you're doing good.
That's kind of when I see those. You know, you can get a Led Zeppelin under $4,000. You're doing pretty good.
I'm making sure
your house isn't burning down.
No, I was saying you had sent me an overview, and I was seeing what was left on the overview.
Oh yeah, no, we're good. Yeah. We're good. We're getting ready to roll into pinball questions here in a second. All right, one of the games that you own that you like, Halloween Collector's Edition, from Enterprise Vending in St. Ignace. E-G-N-A-C, Agnes, I don't know, St. Agnes, Michigan. He's selling off most of his collection.
Okay.
$5,000.
Oh, yeah, all day long.
All day long. That game has a lot in it. That is the one spooky game that I've had. I never had any problems with it.
Yeah.
Now, I know you had a couple things with it, but mine was great.
Minor stuff. Works great.
$5,000.
All day long.
Collector's Edition. That's what people were unloading, Ultraman Collector's Editions.
Yeah.
CE, that game was $9,500 new in box. I mean, so that's a great deal. All right, the next one, and this is actually a buddy of mine out of Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, but it's still a good deal, which is why I mentioned it. It's a dialed-in LE.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about it. Matt talked about it. Troy, I think Troy mentioned it too. And Ben, maybe, was it Troy? No, it was Izzy. They were saying... We all think it was Pat Lawler's best design.
Yeah.
Dialed in LE.
Yeah.
So it's Dial In LE by Slingshot on Pinside. Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, with I believe is east of Pensacola. 367 plays. It has Titans and 367 wow. plays. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Titans and Cliffies since day one. 69 oboe.
Yeah.
I bought a standard for 64.
Yeah.
And mine had a dented rail in it, and it had like 7,000 plays or 6,000 plays.
Still
367.
Good.
So it's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's on Pinside. So check that out if you're looking for a dialed in LE. Very, very underrated game.
Yeah. That's a fun game.
It's a lot of throwbacks to some of those classic games like, you know, Adam's Family and, you know, a Fun House with the trapdoor. So check that out. And the last one we got is a James Bond Pro from Acupuncture in Dunedin. D-U-N-E-D-I-N.
Every Dunedin. Town weird I know. That's selling good games. Yeah.
Dunedin, Florida. And this is just right outside Tampa. $49.99. James Bond Pro.
What did we say?
Under
Pro
five.
Under five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So those are your Pinside deals of the week.
And imagine that he had
a logo
week. There. Yeah.
What's that?
Imagine there was a logo there.
I know. It would be so much easier for everybody to follow.
Use your imagination.
All right. So here's what I got for you now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. It is time to play... 10 pinball questions.
Is that Prometheus on your phone?
No, that is Dr. Manhattan.
Oh.
Yeah, when he's on Mars and he's pissed off at all the humans being stupid, and he's like, I can't stand these
Upside
people.
Upside down, it looked like the Prometheus dude.
Oh, no, that dude's creepy. He's way creepier than Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
Although Dr. Manhattan could kick his ass.
What was that guy called? Was he an architect? Or
the architect.
Yeah.
Or the engineer.
Engineer.
Engineer was an engineer.
There we go. 10 pinball questions.
All right, 10 pinball questions. You're not getting 11 and you're not getting 9. You're getting 10 pinball questions.
These going to be stupid like the last ones you gave me where you didn't know answers and then you disagreed with my answers, or how are we going to go?
This is my game. I'm going to decide. Show. I'm judge, jury, and executioner on my show.
It is your show.
All right. In Whitewater, you're trying to navigate down the river to what?
To what?
To what? What is the goal?
To get to the falls?
Final answer?
Yeah, sure.
Wet Willie's River Ranch.
Oh, the falls.
It's on the flyer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to go down the falls to get to Wet Willie's River Ranch.
To the whirlpool. I don't know. All the stuff.
If I were going to go on a rafting trip and somebody said, hey, we're going to go to Wet Willie's River Ranch, I'd be like, no thanks.
No.
I'm like, what state are we going in?
Stay here. I'll be in the car.
I just start hearing the banjo. No. Nope. Not going to Wet Willie's. On Tron, you shoot the scoop on the right-hand side of the playfield.
Is that on the premium?
On the pro. Yeah, it's on the premium. Jackass. On Tron Pro, shoot the scoop on the right-hand side of the playfield to enter what?
Oh, the arcade.
Flynn's arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
How many flying drones are on the playfield on JJP's Dialed In?
Was there three?
Yes.
Okay.
There is three. I didn't know if you get that. I had to say flying drones. You know, well, if there's another picture, you'll argue with me.
Well, I was messing with them. Yeah.
Yeah. They always break.
I got them.
They always break. They were always broken.
I remember I could get them to go if I started them. So
I
had the glass off and I hit them and then they'd start, they would spin up. They just couldn't do it.
I guarantee you Slingshot's going to get that question if somebody asks on the game.
Oh, yeah.
Are the drones moving? They are cool, but I could care less if they move.
They don't.
I don't know. You don't need to. It's too much trouble. And mine never even got into trying to fix mine. Pointless.
Yeah.
Doesn't add anything to the game. All right. Here you go. This October 2014 Stern press release advertised newly designed, reliable, illuminated star rollover switches that are part of the Super Skill Shot. 2014 release. It actually has illuminated star rollover switches. You are correct, sir. I was shocked. I was like, are those? Those are rollovers, son of a bitch. I replaced those on Flash Gordon, and my God, I had to track them down. I think I paid like $20 a rollover. Like, they are hard to find on Flash Gordon. And I'm like, this is a shitty design. The ball gets stuck on them. So kudos to Stern. The ball's never gotten stuck on them. They're illuminated, and they work great. So they're reliable.
Yeah, very much so.
If they break, I'm never replacing them. I'm like, whatever. We're just putting
an
answer in
there. What are you going to put in there? Just put tape over the hole?
I'm going to put a button on the side of the cabinet so it triggers the switch when I hit it. I'm like, it should have gone. All right. The premium and LE versions of this Stern game include uplift targets.
Uplift targets?
I know. I had to look at the word. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Read the question one more time and then use
the
it in
premium
sentence.
And LE version of this game, of this Stern game, include uplift targets. Wow. Ben, did you hit all the uplift targets?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
I've never heard of uplift targets.
They swing out.
Oh, so it'd be for Venom then.
Yes, on Venom, but only on the Pro and on the Premium and LE.
I never heard that.
They call them
for
uplift targets.
Is that just in the flyer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't look at the flyer.
Uplift targets. Fair enough.
Uplift targets.
It's weird. It's the only game I've ever seen. So you're hitting it, and it's swinging up, and there's a sensor in it.
Yeah.
I've had it where I've hit it, and it's gone up a little bit. I'm like, son of a bitch, I touched it.
I was thinking more when I was envisioning like elevator, like something that would bring like uplift.
Yeah, because you have drop targets. You call them up targets. Uplift targets. I don't know. That is cool though when he was out there, but man, that would piss me off. That kept me from getting to null or not null, but to getting into the null battle a couple times where I'm doing everything.
Wasn't it? Okay.
Yeah. Spider-Man's on top of it.
Right.
And swings out and you hit it. You got to hit him before he goes away.
Thick Spider-Man.
Yeah. There's a Mary Jane joke. I'm going to leave it alone.
I was going to say, go get that Trump thing where he's saying thick.
All right, here we go. You should know this. What is the first name of the character dressed in all red on the playfield of Bram Stoker's Dracula?
The character dressed in all red?
Yeah.
On the cabinet?
No, on the playfield.
On the playfield. Oh, the chica that the real
Wynonna's saucy friend.
Yeah, that friend. I can't remember her character name though, but her. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
The redhead
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy, the redhead girl.
Yeah. Yeah, Lucy was trouble.
Yeah.
Lucy was out looking for trouble. I still remember where they sitting there and like Winona comes in. She's like reading through like the Kama Sutra.
Oh, they're being
and she's
dirty.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, look.
Well, and then Lucy begins, you know, is a vampire and then has the kid. And
yeah. That was like the
Van Helsing gets
that
her.
Was like the 1890. What year was that supposed to take place?
Like 1890 or something.
It's like the 1890 version of porn.
Yeah. 1888. Something like that.
Like I've drawn worse things on my notebook in middle school. Yeah. You
know? On your table. I'm looking right now.
No, not on this table. Yeah. All right, let's see. What do we got? What was the first ever pinball machine to feature Bluetooth connectivity, a camera, and additional player capabilities through a smartphone?
That'd be dialed in.
There you go. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was the first Bluetooth game
you weren't
and
around.
A camera. I knew the smartphone. Yeah.
I watched the reveal at work that night from the Pinball Expo.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So all these games
that everybody walk out of it.
Oh yeah,
people
it's crazy.
Happy
I know. I like play the game. My God,
there was a camera
game.
In the back
in a
of
home
that.
Setting. Yeah,
it was just like pin drop. They're like, here it is. It was
I
like,
did manage to get a picture when Jen got a high score on Toy Story.
Yeah,
I did manage to get the camera to take a picture of me flipping off the camera
oh,
in
yeah,
the background.
It usually won't let you.
It took it. It's in there. So if you guys are watching, you probably won't see it, but it's back there.
No, actually, yep, that's clear.
Yeah, is it?
Here comes Samuel God. Jackson.
Yes, he's pissed.
Yeah,
real anger. I was hoping he wasn't going to do the whole story.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What question number are we on?
We are on number 7.
Oh, good.
No, number 8.
Oh, good, because I'm going to go eat.
But yeah, me too. I'm getting hungry. Between the flippers on Black Knight, Sword of Rage, there is an image of what?
Boy, that's a good one. What is between the flippers on Black Knight?
I'll tell you. If you have that game, get the illuminated flippers because it lights all of it up and it looks badass.
Is it a shield?
No.
What is it?
No. Pile of gold coins.
I was going to say coins and I thought, no, that was up on the, like where the targets
are. Yeah. That was a shield. Yeah. There's a pile of gold coins similar to, The Hobbit has it, but is it up by the
but it's not
Smaug
as crappy as the,
or
yeah,
that's
the
right.
Hobbit.
It's way better than Hobbit.
Smaug.
Troy. How do you say it? Smaug. Smaug. I used to get messed up with Smaug and Smeagol. I'm like, oh, there's Smeagol. I mean Smaug.
Yeah, didn't they just got lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just change a couple letters.
Tolkien got lazy with his naming.
All right, here's a good one for you. I was laughing when I wrote this one. On Halloween Pinball, what does Linda have in her hand when she utters the famous line, "See anything you like"?
Is she just smoking?
No.
I'm not looking at her.
I know. That's why we're doing the question.
It's like a magic trick. She's got you looking
over
here.
I know. You're like, I don't know what she said.
Well, she's holding her sheet.
Pun intended. Take a stab at it. All right. What was she doing when you hit one of the targets?
Yeah.
When she's covered up, she's doing something. What's she doing?
Well, they were like on the phone and then there was a sheet and she was smoking a cigarette.
No.
I don't know.
Nail file. She was filing her nails.
Oh, that's right. She does the.
So trust me, I had to watch. This was research, ladies and gentlemen. I had to watch the scene a couple times to make sure.
It's sleight of hand. You're over here.
I was about to ask, what color were the blinds in the background?
That's
fun fact. And I don't know of any other game that's done this. I could be wrong. If you guys know, let me know in the comments. But Halloween Pinball did have nudity in it, topless nudity in it.
Yep.
And as the code progressed, the line for the picture got higher and higher, but I think it's still in there. I was kind of mad. I updated my code and then I got to see a little bit less.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy to beat that mode. You got to beat the mode.
Yeah. We were going for that mode to see if it was
drop targets.
Yeah.
The drop targets, the blood targets, upper play field across the bridge.
Yep.
Not easy to do. Yep. I've played that mode way too much.
That's what we always start with.
I know. It was funny. It might have been when you were streaming with me. We streamed it.
We got it.
We got it. But what was funny, I didn't put pictures for like the image that goes up with it. And they picked that moment.
Oh, YouTube where, thumbnail picked that?
YouTube thumbnail picked her topless to put up on a thing. And I'm like, oh, great. You know?
Yeah, it was a good one.
But yeah, if you can get that, it's Bob and Linda's Demise. It's one of the first modes I think you can pick on level 1 or something like that. And then here's the fun one. This is the last one. Then we will wrap up.
Okay.
Yeah. So on this, you ready?
Yep.
One of the people credited with software on Tales from the Crypt shares a name with this famous movie director whose directing credits include Big Trouble in Little China, Christine, and They Live. They have the same name. I was like, I had to look. I'm like, did this guy ever do pinball stuff software? Was he a coder? He what?
Stephen King?
No.
I don't know. Well, I know Borg designed Tales from the Crypt.
I'll give you another one to help you out. He also directed The Fog.
Oh.
I'd give another one, but you'd know it right away.
I can't think of it. I know it, yeah.
All right, I'm going to softball this one. He directed Halloween.
Yeah, John Carpenter.
There you go. I was like, dude, software? John Carpenter? I'm like, no way.
I was right. He was right there. Yeah.
John Carpenter. He did a lot of movies. I didn't know he did Big Trouble in Little China. I always associated him with horror. But
no, because he had walked away from Halloween after part two. And then was like a producer on part three. And then,
Yeah. And then, you know what's funny? Matt has a quote. He has a tattoo of a quote. And I'm like, dude, what is that? And I read it. And I'm like, I know that from somewhere. It's a quote from Big Trouble in Little China.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if they ever make that game, I'm in. You know, I'm like, he's going to buy an LE.
The Pork Chop Express or whatever the...
Something like that.
Well, yeah, John Carpenter, what else did he do? He did...
there was a lot of... I was shocked about how much stuff he had.
Escape from New York.
Yeah, Escape from New York. He worked with Kurt Russell on that, and he worked with him in Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
Children of the Damned, I think he did.
He loved Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's your trivia. I don't know. Yeah, maybe he doesn't
love Kurt Russell.
I know. I want to hang out with him and Goldie Hawn. I think they'd be fun to hang out with.
Well, they're probably too busy. Isn't he making all those?
And Kay Hudson can come over too. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, is she married right now or not married?
I don't know. The last time I remember her being married, she was married to the singer from the Black Crowes. That was a long time ago.
It was like 2003.
Yeah. Yeah. I was...
Old. You're old.
Yeah, I was watching that Fire Aid concert that they did for the LA stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And... I got up there and I'm kind of scrolling through and I see Slash, so I'm going to stop and watch him play, right? And I look over and he's playing guitar with the Black Rose, which was pretty cool. But anyways, we are at an hour 35 minutes, so we're not busting the 1 hour 48 minute Troy stream, but we're there. You did pretty good on the questions. You did pretty good.
Yeah. I could have done.
You're never going to forget Wet Willie's River Ranch.
I'm hungry.
I feel like that's what I'm going to put on my chicken wings. Wet Willie's River Ranch, please.
We need to be well fed before the next.
Yeah, time. I do too. Yeah. I'm hungry, and we still got to take care of some other business. So, anyways, go ahead.
Izzy, I liked Pulp Fiction. We didn't get to that.
I played two games
and I liked it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay,
it was great. It is beautiful in person.
We'll do a wrap up on that at some point.
Your stream, and your cameras and your stream looks great, but it does not convey how nice that actually looks.
I told you, it's beautiful in person. I have no regrets about buying that game.
I really like it.
I love playing it, and it's just pretty. It is, to me, it's an art piece. I mean, some of these games you could say they're art pieces.
Yeah,
that thing's beautiful.
Except Toy Story.
Except for Toy Story, yeah.
But that's it. Yeah, let's go. It's good.
All right.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah,
when you're back to the top of the lineup, I'll come back.
Yeah, always a good time. We're going to keep getting some more guests in here. We're going to get Saran on pretty soon. He's heading home.
Oh, you're going to... is he coming here?
No. He's gonna come in via Zoom.
Okay.
But yeah, I think he's back home here in about a week and a half. It was cool. We were talking about it. We're going to talk about pinball, his stuff, his collections, and we're going to talk about some of the cool music stuff, dude. He's got some great, that's a fantastic sign.
Yeah, that's really nice.
So he's going to talk about some of the music stuff. He's going to talk about some the pinball stuff and some cool experiences he's had playing pinball and doing pinball related things with some other people who are famous musicians as well. Mm. So should be cool. So I'll get that one in the next couple of weeks. We'll get that up. We'll go into some cool stuff. He's got some great stories. You guys should hear him. They're pretty cool.
And congrats to whoever won the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
Way
they
to
was
go,
one by
the guys.
Yeah. Way to go. You guys worked really hard.
Well, I tell you, they were really doing a good job.
Perfect. So thanks for everyone for listening. I did start an RSS feed where all the audio from these podcasts are going to be uploaded. So you can go into Apple Music, the Apple Podcasts. You can go into Spotify. You can go into Amazon Music. They should all be up there. So that's up now if you prefer to listen to these versus watching the YouTube channel. So if you have any mod needs for the games that I make them for, Go ahead, check out Pinside, my shop, Hurry Up Pinball. Check out YouTube for Hurry Up Pinball. There's tutorials, there's streams of old games. You're thinking about getting a Pulp Fiction, watch a recent stream. The sound was amazing. I agree with you on that. It's the best game I've gotten a game to sound. Yeah. Check that out. And go look at some of the old streams too. There's a ton of games in there. We're at episode like 317, I think. So, wow. Yeah. And other than that, you know, streaming on Twitch probably 2-3 times a week. So Hurry Up Pinball, all for all these, it's just Hurry Up Pinball.
Oh, I want to say it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Be safe and play more pinball.
No, we didn't. See, he messed it up. I'm going to call you out. Stay safe and play more pinball. But that was pretty good.
Well, I always have to mirror, so it's close.
Yeah, but I have to end on it, so now I got to say it twice. And it's totally redundant.
Whatever. Cut this part out.
All right. No, I'm not editing. I refuse to edit. Oh, no, that's right. Stay safe and play more pinball.